Hi guys, I'm Maddie Deering, and I'm here with my co-host Jonathan Moody for 90s Horror. How are you doing, John?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty great. And we're here today to talk about the movie Last Gasp, which has Robert Patrick, and it's a really interesting movie. I thought Vinegar Syndrome put it out. I don't know how long ago, but yeah, they put out a nice little Blu-ray for it, and I picked it up from their Black Friday sale, and I thought it might be a fun movie to review.
So you hadn't
So,
seen it?
no, this was a first-time watch for me, which was kind of fun, because usually for 94 podcasts, I'll pick a movie I've seen and familiar with. So it was kind of fun to pick a movie I hadn't seen and didn't really know anything about.
Yeah, I never heard of it until you
Yeah.
brought it up.
I know a lot of people on the Vinegar Syndrome message board or Facebook group had kind of said it was boring or whatever, but it kind of looked interesting to me. It was on sale, so I thought, why not give it a try?
So a lot of people thought this was boring.
Yeah, from what
Really?
I have great like reviews from people, but it kind of follows that stuff with not so much a cult, but the tribal type stuff. And I thought it looked really cool from what I read.
Yeah.
Because to say what kind of the movie follows is I don't remember character's name, so excuse me. But
Ch something Chase, I think that was his last name.
I don't even remember because they don't stick with me.
Let me look it up real quick, 'cause I think it was something ch Chase, and that you're talking about Robert Patrick's character, right? Or the girl.
Any of them, because I don't remember anyone's name.
Okay, so yeah, so Robert Patrick was Leslie Chase. And the girl was Nora Weeks. And her best friend was Goldie. And the guy that was kind of paid to follow, like the detective, was Ray Tattinger. That was a name that stuck out for real, you know?
Good old, well, whatever, detective and private detective, I think is the term.
He was in
But the
he's been in a bunch of stuff, the actors. His name's Vito Reginas, and he was in like Moneyball and Casualties of War, Broken Arrow, and The Fast and the Furious. I mean, he's been in some shit, you know. Like, this isn't his only movie.
No, I was gonna say he didn't really look familiar to me or anything, but I haven't seen Fast and the Furious since it came out, and I haven't seen any of the other stuff.
I love Moneyball, but I don't remember him in Moneyball.
I've never seen it. I'll check it out.
If you like sports movies that aren't sports movies, if you know what I mean, like this isn't like a sports math movie, you know, like you might like it. I like sports movies. I've always sort of I like sports movie watching sports movies more than I like playing sports, you know, like yeah, so.
I like some, but other than Rocky, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, what like could you describe the story?
The story is basically that Robert Patrick's character, they're working on some stuff, and there's like this tribe that they want to get rid of so they can build their whatever. Yeah, I'm terrible at driving spots, obviously. And they say that when you kill one of these guys, that their last gasp, their spirit can live on. So after he kills this guy who kind of attacked him, and the other guys he's with, he does his like last gasp, and he goes to 6 years later, and you see that Robert, I'm just gonna call him by his real name because I forget what. Is possessed by this like spirit from this tribe, and this woman's looking for her husband. I don't remember if they were married, husband or boyfriend.
It was I can't I don't know either. I want to no, it was husband because his last name was Weeks as well.
Was gonna say I just kind of assumed they were married, and she hires a private detective, and things kind of go from there. and you find out, a bunch of stuff. Like there's a thing about, someone who's getting cars from a mysterious person who, and these cars have obviously belonged to people who have gone missing, and the whole story kind of unravels from there, and it's a really cool, like, mystery kind of thriller. I wouldn't even call it so much horror. I mean, yeah, it's got horror elements. I mean, I hate labels anyway. But, it's definitely like a mystery that kind of unravels. And I really love the whole, like, possession and,
I love
kind of.
possession movies. I do. So,
I mean, just
what?
like a man trying to find her husband and, unraveling this whole thing where this man has been possessed pretty much by someone from a tribe.
Yeah. All right. Well, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, there's a little bit more to it, but I mean, I really like the stuff with the detective and the guy that owned the what is it, the I guess the lot where they have all the cars and everything, and
Oh yeah, he was great.
he the guy so in that scene, like, my favorite part is that the guy says, okay, well, can you help me out with this? Just let me know this, some information about this stuff. And the guy's like, nope, can't tell you anything. So he's like, all right, fine. And he was like, I'll give you money if you tell me something. I forgot what it was exactly. But he gives him the money and he leaves. And the guy leaves to go for the end of the night. And the detective decides to hop over the fence and go and sneak in and find out more information. And then the guy, like, I guess saw him do that, so he comes after and attacks him. And I thought the guy was working for him somehow or whatever, like, or was possessed as well in some way. But no, he just happened to, like, as he said, like, the dude looked like he was robbing him, like he was there just trying to protect his stuff. Though I don't know why you wouldn't have, like, a junkyard dog or something,
I
like there.
know. Yeah, something.
Yeah, something to protect the cars, because I mean, anybody can jump over that fence and hot wire a car and take it off the lot, It's not like today where you have like a million cameras and all this other shit.
Yeah, I really like that character, and I really like how the story kind of unfolds,
So
And
who were
again,
oh, go
got
ahead.
random guy who calls him and like gives him these random cars, and you don't even, the guy don't even go inside to look because, they found blood inside.
Well, he said, like, yeah, because he says at one point, like, so these guys, give you, this guy calls you up and tells you to do this, it was like, hey, man, I don't ask any questions, would you?
Just wants the money.
And he's like, would you? And the guy looks at him and goes, yeah, Dwayne, I would, like, because, yeah, what you're doing is illegal and could
Yeah,
get
I
you in
love
some
that
serious
moment.
trouble. Yeah, that for a moment was great because it made me crack up. I was like, yeah, I would, like, would I, if I were a skeezy guy who ran a, ran a car lot like that, maybe I wouldn't. Especially some of those are like he was going to pick up a Porsche, So
Yeah.
obviously that was a very big deal. It was weird though. Did you feel like Robert Patrick set the detective up, because he had the car be on in the driveway of Robert Patrick's house, right? And he told the guy to meet him there, and he already
Yeah.
knew this guy was snooping around. I'm wondering if he knew somehow, like maybe he followed him. We never saw any of that, but maybe because he's a hunter. This guy's a hunter because he's the Native American warrior guy,
Exactly.
So maybe he followed him, saw that he was, at that, he was discovering all this information and wanted to set him up so he could kill him.
No, I can definitely see that.
You didn't think that way, right, when you're watching it?
I didn't think that way now, but now that you're mentioning it, it would make sense.
I think when I was watching, I was like, wait a minute. Why is he going to the guy's house? You know, because the car that he said like was like an abandoned somewhere else, like in the
Yeah.
middle of nowhere and stuff. That's where he would go pick these cars up in the middle of nowhere. So him to pick up that Porsche and in the guy's driveway, where it was like blocked in with other cars, seemed a little strange. So
Yeah.
I feel like he set him up so that he would sneak in the house. And because remember, the gate opened up, like, and
Yep.
then later it closed very creepily, So I'm thinking the dude just like set him up, knew this guy was, you gotta get rid of this nosy detective,
Exactly.
And then by the way, Mimi Craven, woof, man, did you know she was married to Wes?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so I looked that up because I was like, Craven, is she like the sister to Wes
I
Craven?
did not
That,
know that.
and she was a nurse in Nightmare on Elm Street. They got
Nice.
married in 1982, so 2 years before Nightmare on Elm Street. So I'm guessing she got her start acting, and he kind of
Yeah.
helped her along the way. And then she kind of grew up and did a bunch. She's been doing a lot of stuff. I got to see Wes Craven's wife naked. That was not expected. Former wife, obviously. They're divorced.
Yeah.
They were divorced, before his
Yeah.
death. Man, was she a hottie? Or she probably still is a hottie. I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while, but
I don't know if
that
she's been doing anything lately.
was. So the last thing I see of her, she was in a movie. I guess it was she was in a music video, I guess, for a thing called Submerge, Galaxy of Subversion. I don't know. Actually, the last movie she did was a movie called Vampire Clan in 2002.
Oh wow, so it's been a while.
Yeah, I wonder if she just like, I don't know if she had any kids or anything. And she just like a lot of actors, actresses. Okay, it doesn't say she has any kids. Oh, before her marriage to director Wes Craven, Mimi was a flight attendant to Delta Airlines.
Oh wow.
Yeah. She can buckle me in any day. I'm just saying. She was pretty hot. Met her close friend Sharon Stone. She's good friends with Sharon
Oh.
Stone on the set of Deadly Blessing. They subsequently
Okay.
worked together on the film The Last Dance. Deadly Blessing, I believe, was a Wes Craven movie.
It was, yeah. I have it on VHS somewhere.
So they're married for 5 years. But it doesn't say she has any kids. I don't know why she quit. It didn't say.
Some people just don't do it
Retired
anymore.
from acting in 2002. So
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing now. It's a good question. I would like to see her get back. I mean, I hate when I hear that people have retired.
Yeah.
Because especially, okay, so this is off topic a little bit, but with the retirement thing, the girl who was in Mrs. Doubtfire, the oldest daughter, Lydia, I think was her character name, Lisa Jacob, she was in a lot of movies as a child. She was in like Independence Day and Matinee and tons of movies. And then she quit acting after like 2000, like after college, she quit just acting. She was just done. Or during college, she was like, I'm like, this is just not for me. And people still to this day ask her, are you gonna come back? Come on, you're gonna go back into acting. And she is very happy. Like, she writes books, she talks about anxiety and issues and helps people out and does all these amazing things. She has no interest in coming back. And it kind of breaks my heart to see stuff like that, because even though she's very happy and God bless her and I'm happy for her,
Yeah.
but I'm like, man, you're so talented, and it feels like not many people get that talent, and everything. So when somebody just says they're done, it's just kind of sad to me, because it's like you had so much other, so much other stuff you could be doing to bring that talent, around, that it just kind of it's sad, So I'm sad that Mimi is no longer,
Yeah, but I mean, as long as she's happy,
yeah.
people are happy doing whatever, and happy for what they gave us, the films that they gave us.
According to this article, she's been concentrating on her photography.
Yeah, that's
So,
cool.
yeah. Since retiring from acting, Mimi has mainly focused on photography. She has also enjoyed taking photos of her friends and non-commercial purposes. One of her best friends is Sharon Stone. So I
That's
guess she, I mean,
crazy.
isn't that be nice to just be like, hey, Sharon, can I come over today? Like,
Yeah, right.
Like, well, if you and Taylor Swift were like besties, and you could just call Taylor up and be like, hey, Taylor, I'm bored. Do you want to hang out? And
Wouldn't
Taylor,
that be great?
right? And then, can I take some photos of you for my photography stuff I'm doing? I mean, yeah, that's wonderful. I don't know. The Sharon Stone is the Taylor Swift of that time period of the
Most
90s.
definitely.
There's that line in Scream where it's like, she was no Sharon Stone.
Yep. I always remember that line. I love that.
I got that picture up right now of me and Matthew Lillard, and everybody's been going crazy over that. I'm like,
That's
I
awesome.
mean, it's not that hard to get a picture with them. Just go to the
And he's
convention and pay the
around.
money. What?
Yep. He's around. He
Yeah.
does con it's always here. He's like one of the nicest people.
He likes the girls that come up and talk to him more than the dudes. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
That's
But
how a lot of celebrities are.
a lot of
They
guy
like.
celebrities are like, or even girl celebrities, but a lot of them are like, yeah. Because I mean, I came up and I told him I really loved him in the new Good Girls TV show that he was doing and
Oh, I haven't
everything.
seen.
He's great in it. And so I was telling him that, and he was like, thank you. But like, that was it. Those are the extent of our conversation, really, because other people are coming up to him and giving him hugs, and I
Yeah.
didn't want to, like, I don't want to bother him,
Take up too much.
yeah, I just get my picture and walk out, and then I'm the other person I really liked meeting was Ethan Embry, and just because he was super duper sweet to, like, there was a girl, Shauna, who I'm friends with, and she was like so scared to meet him like that, because that was like her like biggest crush slash like biggest fan, and she was shaking coming to meet him. And I was like, it's okay, it's okay. He's just like everybody else. And he
That's how they
was.
are.
That's how he was, literally. Because he came up, he was like, oh, hey. And he understood how excited she was. And he was like, thank you, come over here, come talk to me, come blah blah blah, right? Very gentle, very sweet. And I chatted with him for like a little bit, and he's just super new, super duper nice. And so I love it
Awesome.
when people like that. Robert Patrick, I've heard nothing but great things about him.
I bet.
I know he had issues, and he talks about it in a podcast. And during Terminator 2, he was drinking a lot, like,
Yeah.
too much substance abuse issues. And he has since been sober for like a while. So I think
Right on.
maybe before this movie, I don't know, man. If I were in Double Dragon, I'd probably want to drink too. So just saying.
Never seen
That
it.
movie was, oh, movie is rough. But
You're making me want to watch it.
you never seen it?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. So you played the
I've
video
heard of
game,
it,
right?
but.
You played the video game, right, for Nintendo?
I believe so.
Okay. So basically, it's nothing like the video game, because other than the names or whatever. And they're
Yeah.
supposed to be brothers, but they never like say that they're brothers from like another mother or something, like half brothers or anything like that, I don't think. And they look nothing alike. It's Mark Dacascos, who's very Hawaiian, and Scott Wolf, who's nothing, no Hawaiian or Asian, kind of thing. And their last name is Lee, Lee. And I was like,
Lee.
and then Alyssa Milano's in it, and fucking Robert Patrick's the villain, and he has like gold hair, like blonde hair, and he looks, it's just it's wonderful, but it's bad, you know,
Well, I
like
need to
that's,
watch it.
yeah, we did it for Hollywood. Liz Fletcher and I did it for Hollywood Knockbusters, and it was her first time watching it, and she was like, wow, yeah, it's pretty bad, you know, but this movie makes up for that because I think this came out around the same time,
It might have been
95.
90, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 94, 95.
Yeah, when was Double Dragon? Maybe that was 94. Maybe he was making up for Double Dragon by doing this movie. Yeah, 94. So 94, and then he did this movie. And
Yeah.
it's complete 180 from that, you know, disaster, you know. So it's really
Yeah, I
nice to.
really like his role in this movie. I thought he did, I mean, everyone did a great job, but
Well, you
I
do
thought he
know
was.
this movie couldn't be made today, right?
Yeah, probably not.
No. People would be so offended by this movie. I'm surprised if anyone would want to watch it now, you know, because of the issues with him dressing up in the Native American stuff and the face paint and all of that stuff, which you know, it's part of the story. Like he becomes that
Yeah.
guy, he becomes that warrior
I was
chief.
gonna say he's possessed by that person, so or by spirit, whatever. So it makes sense. And I mean, I don't find it very offensive, but you know how people are.
I mean, yeah, so for people who still may not have seen it or something, and I don't know why you're listening to our podcast, then you should go buy it from Vinegar Syndrome or watch it on Tubi for free, like I did, because I don't have the Vinegar Syndrome one that Madeline's lucky to have. Was there any extras on that disc, by the way?
I'm pretty sure there are, and I'm not sure what because I didn't have a chance to watch them. But I, Vinegar Syndrome always loads their shit with extras, so I'm sure there's plenty. So
That's
I
what I
gotta
love about like
keep
physical
that.
media, you know, like all
Yeah,
the
you get
extras.
extras. If you're watching on Tubi, it's just the movie. If you buy it, you can dig into special features, which I
Exactly.
usually like to do. I haven't had a chance to do that.
No, maybe you will after this movie, you know, after, you know, later. And then you'll be like, damn it, I wish I watched it earlier, then I'd have more things to talk about too, you know,
Yeah.
that's always what I love. I love watching the movies and then watching, listening to the commentary or something or behind the scenes so I can see how they were made or what issues they went
Exactly.
through. You know, this has no Wikipedia page, by the way.
No?
No, I'm very
Seems like
disappointed.
it's just like a forgotten movie, and it shouldn't be. I mean, I liked it.
Yeah,
I thought it was
Paul
a fun
has a
movie.
show called Forgotten Horror Classics, and if this is a classic, this isn't a classic, but this is
I
definitely a
wouldn't say
forgotten horror
that.
film.
It's a solid movie that's forgotten.
It's a good movie, like it's not a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination, but
No.
it's not a movie like I would say, oh my God, you need to watch, well, you need to watch Last Gasp. Please just, oh my God, you know, right? I would say, you know, if you get a chance to watch it, go check it out. If you, especially if you're a 90s horror fan, you
Yeah,
know.
if you're looking for something to watch, it's a good pick. But I'm
Yeah.
not going to be like, oh, it's the greatest, you know. But it's
No.
good for what it is.
No,
It's
no, no.
different.
Yeah. It's definitely different. I didn't know anything going in. I went completely blind. And I suggest that being like the thing for you guys, going blind, because it is like I didn't know about the possession stuff, and I didn't know about the so like the beginning of the movie, Robert Patrick is I guess he's a construction
Yeah.
king, you know, like he's a and he's got this like, you know, setup of all these construction from these guys, and I don't know where they were. Do you know where they were?
I am not sure, honestly.
By the way, this all is all shot in Romania. I
I
hope
did
you.
not realize that either.
I found that out because at the end of the movie, on the credits, after the credits, I always watch to the end of the credits because I'm a
Yeah.
Marvel lover, as my shirt says, and I was like, I always see just in case there's like an extra, like, scene or something, And at the end of it always say like filmed on location in, Canada or, someplace, and it said Romania, I believe. So it which is interesting, I guess, because you have to get like certain places, and stuff, but it definitely didn't look like America,
No, I didn't think so either, actually.
No. So,
But I didn't want. Yeah.
yeah. So anyway, so this all this stuff happens, then the there's the construction worker guy and him, like the lead guy, he convinces him by basically telling him he's gonna, sell him out or whatever, or make him do something worse, a worse job or whatever, if he doesn't help him, basically get rid of this whole tribe of Native Americans who are, for some reason or another, they're killing off the construction workers. It never gets explained why they're doing that, but
It doesn't really. I mean, I guess they just don't want them to do shit with their land, but it's not really fully explained or anything.
yeah, because remember, like, there was one guy that was like at the bottom of the shaft, and he was dead. It was like his gut was like opened up and shit. And I was like, ah, so I was like, all right.
Makes that what three of their construction workers were killed or something.
Yeah, so they go off and they just start going off on a fucking rampage and start shooting every, all of them, killing kids, killing every tribe member. And I thought, oh man, that was rough, like seeing him kill all those kids and other things. And I was like, oh my goodness. Well, the other guys were doing that. And then he gets to kill that one dude and he kills him. And he actually acts like it's nothing. Like it's not, he didn't. Because at first I think he had a little bit of like emotion for it, but then he just was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm,
Pretty much.
And so, like that guy's the villain, And then later he is, and then he later gets attacked by the warrior, like, because they didn't get like the chief, I guess, or whatever, the head of the tribe. And the head of the tribe guy comes after, kills his not his, I want to say friend, but I don't think they were friends. They were, business associates or whatever. And he kills that guy, which I was disappointed. I was like, ah, that's the John Rhys Davies of the group. Like, I thought he was gonna live, but he died. And then Robert Patrick's attacked, and he basically takes something in like a stick or whatever and stabs him in the neck, and it makes him release his last gasp, which, by the way, I don't know if you had the subtitles on for your vinegar syndrome thing, but
No.
on the Tubi it says gasps. It actually says he gasps. So I was like, ah, there's the gasp. So
Yep, the
what?
last gap.
The last gasp. And then it went into his soul. And as you said, it cuts to like 6 years later, which I thought at first it said 6 months, but it was like 6 years.
I
And
kept thinking that it was gonna like connect with him doing whatever 6 months later, and then kind of realize it's kind of going in a different direction, which I thought was kind of
was
cool.
6 years. It was like, oh, he became like this big time
Construction.
mogul. Yeah, a mogul and everything. He's rich, he's got a big ass mansion.
His hair slicked back, which is the main difference.
So he's like, he's become it's like he's got that heart of the warrior, but he's also still the slimy scumbag, like this worst version of himself. And so I guess what happens is the chick's husband, who I don't think we ever really see, right, other than on the camera, on,
Flashback much.
yeah, which was done through like a the flashbacks, which were done through the video stuff, right, or the dream sequence.
There were some dream sequences.
Yeah, so we see him, but we don't see, like,
You don't know much about him.
we don't know if he's alive or if he's dead. I just assumed he was dead.
Does it not?
because the two was killing everybody else off. And so when he told her he killed them and everything, that was brutal, but it was at that point where he wanted her to kill him. And
Yeah.
so like he couldn't kill himself apparently, you know. It was too much because the possession, the spirit wouldn't let him,
Yeah,
which
and I think it's cool how you can kind of see his character kind of fighting with what's inside.
he's trying to.
Yeah,
I
and
mean,
I like
there's,
that. I like that out.
yeah, there's a lot of that in there and everything. And my least favorite death was the fucking old lady that the girl was friends with, because I felt like
Oh,
really?
yeah.
I mean,
And then she's just gone and
yeah, he like
whatever.
takes her away. And then she says she shoved her down the sink. I'm like, what? How's that even, like, even the cops are looking at him going, how's that even possible? You can
Exactly.
put somebody
Yeah,
down
that
the
is
sink.
definitely.
Like, that would take a long time, not like, you know, because the cops were there pretty quickly. Like, it didn't take
They
them like
were.
2 hours or something. They were there
And how does
quickly.
the body just disappear like that? I mean, you know, it's kind of based in reality, even though, you know, there's a spirit, but still, he still has to move the body. He can't just make it disappear, like,
Yeah,
you
he
know,
has to move
everything.
it. Like, he has to pick it up and take it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was kind of weird.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't. And then how did he sneak in without her ever like know, you know, like
Yeah,
all that
there's
stuff.
some
I don't know.
questions.
There's some stuff that was a little questionable, but it's not a movie that's meant for you to question those things, you know. You're just supposed to just, I mean, if you're already accepting that there's a last gasp of a chief warrior guy, you know.
Oh, say.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything else just goes out the window. Like, your suspension of disbelief is should be gone by now. I mean, at first I was kind of mad that Ray Tattinger, the you know, it sucks too, because like everybody was like, oh man, he cheated you out of money. Must have done that. He's like that. He leaves, and I'm like, he's like the most noble person there, and he
No,
like,
like what reputation? I want to know over what reputation he has that he just leaves. Because he was super cool to her and like
well,
meeting for
he kind of
breakfast
liked
and
her,
what's
but
going on. He gave her a deal on, you know, because but he was already going to be in the area
well,
and
once again,
like
it's a lot of it's because he liked her, you know. A lot of it's because he had a
still,
crush on her, which I don't
still,
blame
yeah.
him, but yeah, I
But
don't know.
still, he didn't like. What reputation does he have that he just takes the money and split? That's what I want.
Yeah, not very good reputation, I guess.
I guess everyone's like, I mean, literally everyone. Oh, he does that. He
He
takes
does
money.
that. That's just his MO. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
Yeah,
this
that seems
dude,
kind of odd.
like, I kind of wish that they had sort of made him a little bit more like that. Like this was gonna be his last hurrah
There's
and
no
stuff.
evidence he's like that other than people
Yeah.
say.
Other than people saying that stuff or whatever, you know. And like the person that was saying that was like the moving guy. And I'm
Yeah.
like, how does the moving guy who's
Everyone
thinking stuff
apparently
out,
has
like, yeah.
patience.
I liked him though. Like, it's sort of like we just reviewed like Halfway House for Indie Film Cafe. I don't know if you saw that
I haven't.
movie, but it's got the same sort of thing where the girl goes to the police and the police doesn't listen. So when she leaves, like the private investigator guy goes and talks to her. It was the same movie, and I'm like, I'm wondering if like Kenneth J. Hall had seen this movie and was like, oh,
Possibly.
let's do this sort of thing, or if it's maybe a thing, you know, because like this does feel like sort of like a film noir type thing, you know,
Yeah.
a little bit like that stuff, the investigation stuff. But I,
And I really didn't expect the private detective to, you know, get killed off. I thought he was going to be more of a main character, and I thought that was a cool twist. Spoiler alert.
I didn't like it at first. I was like, damn it, I like that guy. You know, I want
Yeah,
him
I like
alive.
it too, but I thought, okay, they're doing things you don't expect, which I like.
Right. No, I it was a good twist. It just pissed me off at first because I was like, ah, I wanted this guy to be with the girl,
Yeah,
by the end
I
of the
actually
movie.
like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you write likable characters, this is this for anyone who wants to be a screenwriter, here's a little tip from me. If you write a the really, really likable characters, kill them off halfway through.
Yeah,
Because
it'll shock
it'll
people.
shock people and people will love it for that because they will feel something at that particular
Taking
time.
twists you don't expect.
Yeah. Because if you keep them around the whole time, that's it. It kind of gets boring. But if you kill them off and you're not, and people are not expecting it, like I did not expect it in this movie, I really like, I was angry. I was like, I had emotion. I was invested at that particular moment. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, and then the girl, the best friend, who's the real estate girl, who kind of uses her real estate thing to get into the house or whatever, into the driveway, and then I
I love
guess
that scene when they're trying to break in and she drops her card or, credit
your credit
card or
card,
whatever.
yeah.
Yeah, I love that whole sequence. I think it's great.
You know what? They should have made a joke with him, because he brings her back, I think, her MasterCard,
At
and
her
he,
working at a, where does she work? A bakery or
yeah,
whatever?
bakery or something, like
Yeah.
some kind of restaurant she owned.
Yeah.
But it would have been great if he said, "You shouldn't have left home without it," or something like that. You know, because that's
Yeah.
isn't that MasterCard's logo at that time? Like, don't leave home without it.
I
You
think
know,
it is actually. They could
yeah.
have really
They
iced
could
that
have
up.
done something with that. Made him have a little joke so that he had, because his character was so fucking serious, really. Like,
Yeah.
except for when he's talking to the cop at one point when he's being accused, and he's just like, just because we were lovers and shit, and she's like, we were not lovers. Like, she got
Yeah.
really angry at him because he was making it seem different than it was and not being honest to the cop, of course. And of course, he can't, he's not going to come clean and say, I killed all those people,
Exactly.
And most times, and I liked her because she actually stood up to him in the cop thing when most people would go, crap, here's a guy who's, I think, has murdered my best friend, I should probably be nice to him right now because he might come after me. Instead, she's like, fuck this dude. I'm gonna say whatever. And I like that. She had some courage,
Exactly, good for her.
I know, especially when I think she just didn't care. Like, her husband was gone, her best
Like, what
friend
does
was
she have to
missing.
lose? She's like, fuck this guy.
Did you think the best friend was gone? Did you think she was dead?
I thought so.
They were having sex, and then at one point she screams. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck was that all about? And I was like, did he kill her? And the another that was a great twist, because throughout the whole thing, you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, like, he's killed everybody else. Why wouldn't he have killed her? Right?
Yeah.
And then he, then she calls her friend up and leaves a message. And I was like, okay, there's no way that guy could have done that, And
Yeah.
so she's
Yeah, I
alive.
really thought that at the time.
Yeah.
So
And she,
again, this movie has a lot of good twists and like turns. You don't
yeah.
really know, which I think is really, yeah, it keeps you engaged.
Yeah, the whole time you're on the seat of the bed, like, wondering what the fuck is gonna happen next, because you just, if you watch it for the first time, you have no idea, unless you're listening to this podcast and then watching the movie, then don't do that. I'm just
I
gonna
was going
keep
to say,
saying,
hopefully people watching this have seen it. And if
yeah,
not, then yeah, watch it.
go watch it instead of listening to us talk about it, because, like, we can
Yes.
talk about it and you can hear what it is. But, like, until you see the movie, you won't fully understand it, But yeah, I'm trying to think what was some of the other stuff like, the fact she figured it all out, by the way, that was some like good like research or whatever she did. She found out about all about the last, she even found out about the last gasp and everything.
Yeah, I thought she was a great character, and I really thought she was a great protagonist.
I didn't like that she turned into the thing at the end. Like,
I did.
did
You know,
you?
it's those endings where it's just,
I just
oh,
saw it
like
coming.
make a sequel, but I like endings like that.
Last gasp too. Like, that doesn't even
It
sound
means
like it could
something
work because, like,
that leaves you like, oh wow, whatever. And you
I
know it's
mean.
coming when she kills him. And you gotta think, if she kills him, of course it's gonna take over her.
Yeah.
The devil's her
Well,
person, and I
actually,
like.
here's the thing. I thought
Okay.
it wasn't going to do that. I was hoping it wouldn't, because at one point she's choking him and he's facing away from her. And that's what she needed to do, is kill him when he was facing away from her, so his last gasp went toward the ground or whatever, so he didn't, it had nowhere to go, unless it went into a dog or something. A warrior dog that's going
I mean,
around.
honestly, that would have been better.
That would have been a different movie.
And again, I like the ending, but a warrior dog, sign me up.
Native American warrior chief dog goes
Yeah, I
in
mean, Last Gasp too. What's our subtitle for that one with the
there.
dog?
Oh man, that movie sounds rough.
Yeah, rough. Okay. Did you mean the pun there,
I
or?
did. That's why I said it
Good.
like that, pun intended. But yeah, watching this movie for the first time, I was pleasantly surprised. I like once again, I didn't know anything about it. You know what it reminded me of? I was thinking about it, Mirror Mirror, a little bit.
Yeah, I can actually see that. No wonder why I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, they both are great movies, but like, both kind of involve possession, and they both sort of have these characters that are a little odd and a little, out there or whatever, and characters you have to deal with. I loved Mirror Mirror, but I like this one a little bit more, I think.
Really? No, Mirror Mirror. As you probably know, Mirror Mirror is one of my favorites, so.
Yeah, so I mean, you're always gonna love that. I don't know. I
Yeah.
have to watch both of them again and again to before I can make that decision, but fully, but for now, I like Last Gasp a little bit better. I don't know. I think maybe it's because I didn't see Mirror Mirror on a great, I think I saw on YouTube or something, or maybe
Yeah.
Tubi, whatever it was. But I
I
feel
think
like
it's Tubi. If I'm not mistaken, but either way.
if it's on a better thing, and then you picked Grandma too, or whatever, and that's a little
Oh,
different, but.
I love the
Granny, the
Granny.
granny, yeah, the granny.
Which
And
is
I,
not great quality either, so.
yeah. This was a little bit higher quality, work
Yeah.
and everything.
Yeah, because this was, I mean, I had some bigger actors in it, and, I don't know what company originally released it. I don't remember or anything, but obviously they gave it a good restoration, and seems like it had a decent budget. It wasn't low budget or anything.
Well, by the way, the
Yes.
was it I was looking up 90s horror films, and there seemed to be a lot more in the 90s of your favorite subgenre of the like the surgeon type stuff, and
Oh, are there a lot of them?
medical horror, I guess, is whatever you call it.
Yeah,
Is that what you
I
call it?
don't
Yeah. So there was other ones I saw. I was like, ah, that could be one of Madeline's next ones or something for future episodes or whatever. So I
We
think
always have to start off seasons with a medical horror. That's just how it works.
we did it for the surgeon. I like the surgeon.
I love the surgeon. I
I
love
think
the
I like the
dentist.
surgeon better than
I love
this.
the tables. You
Dr.
like the
Giggles.
surgeon the best?
No, well, no, better than this.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean I probably do too.
But I still complain about the surgeon because I feel like there's so
It
much
has its
cooler
issues,
stuff.
but it's still a solid movie. I mean it's fun.
I feel like it had things they could have fixed in the script, like that could have made it so much better. You know, like if I were remaking The Surgeon, there were things I would do differently. And I know you, if I were remaking The Surgeon, you'd have to be involved because
Of
you would kill
course.
me if I tried to do it by myself and you were like, "What the fuck, Jonathan?" You know? I
Definitely be a
honestly, if the
careful
guys
answer.
who produced The Surgeon came to me and said, "Can you do The Surgeon too?" I'd be like, "Only if Matty Dearling can be involved, like, and direct it, because I don't want to direct it. You have no interest in
I'll
doing
direct
that,
it.
but I will write it and produce it, and Matty will direct it." And I don't know if it'll. Who's the star of The Surgeon? Nobody, nobody big. It's not like the
No,
dentist.
it's no one big. That's why I can't think of their name.
Yeah. Hold on. This is some great. Oh, there is a movie called The Surgeon from 2022.
Ooh. But it's not the surgeon.
It
I mean,
is
I
The
guess it
Surgeon.
is technically,
No,
but
it's
it's not
called The
related.
Surgeon. Yeah. But it's not the same surgeon. No. Not the 1995. Good God, what is up with 1995? You know, this year has been this so 1995 for The Surgeon. This one's 1995. I think the next movie I have planned is 1995. And I'll tell you that after. Nope, 96. Huh, 1 year
I was
off.
just gonna say, should this be the 1995 podcast?
No, because I don't remember what was the one I just did before this one.
We did
Oh, the
popcorn.
popcorn. That was 91. So that can't be the 90. It's already off. It's already off.
The best movie we've reviewed.
Yeah,
Let's put it that.
but it's cool. Like I like you can keep picking things in 1995 if you want. You
I'm gonna make that a challenge, probably. It would be a
Roman
funny
season.
challenge,
It
but
would be an
no,
interesting
it would be a
challenge
night.
because like how many of the great horror movies are made in 95? I don't know.
I mean, we're gonna have to go to the shitty ones, apparently.
I guess because your favorite already, The Surgeon, I think is one of your favorites, right?
I do love The Surgeon. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites. The Dentist is one of my favorites. Dr. Giggles, then the third.
Okay. So there you go. The Dentist.
The
What about
Dentist.
Dentist 2?
I love The Dentist too.
When is
I think
like
that was at 98,
that
so
was 98? Damn.
if I'm not mistaken, or 97.
Yeah, because 96 was The Dentist.
Yeah.
Are you
So I
telling
don't
me The
watch
Surgeon
98.
was before The Dentist? That's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I didn't realize that. When was
I'm
Dr.
still waiting on
Giggles?
the Dentist.
When was
96?
Dr. Giggles? God. 92. 92. It was
What
before
did
all
you?
of them. Not,
Wow.
I didn't even
I
know
love
that
that.
was like, yeah, it's crazy.
I thought it was at least 94.
They made that before all, like it started it all, you know,
Yeah,
all of those.
it did.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's called Dr.
Come on.
Giggles, you know, like,
What?
anywho,
Anyway.
yeah, to go back to this movie that we're talking about right
Yes.
here, Last Gasp, in case people fell asleep and didn't know, I don't know, who knows. I do you ever listen to podcasts like when you're about to like crash or nap, you know?
Not as much as I should. I'd like to listen to more podcasts. I just don't usually, to be honest.
I listen to
Enjoy
specific
doing
ones.
them, but I've listened to them here and there, but
I listen to specific ones. I should what I should do is because Don and Ellie just post all of them, and tags us all in them and everything. I should just look at all of them and just start listening to everything he recommends, but he has so many, he's like 20 of them that I'm like, nobody's
I
listening
know.
to mine like that, you know. But yeah, so yeah, I don't listen to the only ones I listen to are like I don't even listen to horror podcasts, really. I listen to like Boy Meets Podcast or whatever, like the
Oh, yeah, I've heard of
Podcast
that
Meets
one.
World podcast that's all about like
It's world.
Danielle Ryder and Will talking about the making of all the episodes and
I think
interviewing
that's
all the
really cool.
guests. Yeah, when people started doing it and it became a thing for like everybody, it started at first to get on my nerves, but then I'm like, these guys get the opportunity to chat with like people they used to work with and get
Yeah, so that's cool.
information about the movies and TV shows that we love. Like, fuck it, I want to hear it, I love hearing about Boy Meets World, but it's my thing.
It's a great show.
Yeah. See, I'm glad we agree on that because some people, well,
Yes.
you're closer to my age, so it's okay.
Yeah, I grew up watching Boy Meets World, Family Matters, Dinosaurs, all that shit stuff.
Dinosaurs. Yes. Not the mama.
Yes.
90s was great, man. 90s was my year, dude.
90s sitcoms were great.
Yeah. They're
Yeah.
the closest to the 90s sitcom we ever got, like as of recently, was there was a show called The Unicorn, and it was like Walter Goggins, and I think it's on Netflix. It is
God.
fucking phenomenal. Or maybe it's Paramount Plus, one of those, one of those
Fuck it up.
things. But it's really funny because I think it was CBS, so it must have been Paramount Plus, and it was really funny, and I was shocked because I was like, I thought sitcoms, because I just watched Kevin Can Wait, which is the Kevin, not Hart. What's the other? What's the other Kevin that works with Adam Sandler all the time? Bet a
Kevin
friend just
James?
what?
Kevin James
Kevin
from King of
James.
Queens?
Yes. So he had his own show called Kevin Can Wait. It was after King of Queens and
Forgot
stuff.
about that. I never saw it, but I remember hearing about it.
Well, I saw that Adam Sandler had a cameo, like, or whatever, had an appearance. And so I was like, yeah, I'll check that out. So I just want to watch that episode. And I thought it was one of the unfunniest. Like, Adam does a great job, but most of the stuff is just so unfunny. And it's not Kevin's fault. It's probably the writer's fault. Because sitcoms are just not sitcoms anymore,
I don't watch men.
Yeah, I mean, just now you just said you didn't, so there you go. You
Oh,
hadn't seen
yeah.
that episode, that show, and it's I want them to bring back TGIF,
That would be great. If
but
they can
not.
bring back Magic in the 90s.
Well, no, but like maybe
Be
they.
good. Try something. Something needs to. Yeah.
Well, because they tried Fuller House, and it just didn't feel like Full House,
Yeah, I only made a couple episodes and I was just like, yeah.
I think
Wasn't good.
Dustin Hubbard watched all of them, if I'm correct. I was shocked because he knows, how he
I forgot.
posts everything he watches. So he'd be like, I watched Fuller House episode or season three, episode five,
You watch a lot of shit, though. Love you, Dustin, but you watch a lot of shit.
Most of the time he doesn't like the lot of shit that he watches. He just watches it.
He might not. He usually just says, watches this, and I don't even know
Yeah.
his opinion on half the shit.
Yeah, he doesn't even. Unless somebody asks, he normally doesn't even post his opinion of it.
Yeah.
Like,
Smart, probably smart.
especially when you're watching indie films, or whatever. Because a lot of filmmakers who get their pants is a little too uptight when it comes to reviews,
Oh, I know.
and so I mean I don't know if you've ever been in the crosshairs of like of filmmakers who are upset, like, how dare you review
I've
my
seen it.
movie?
And it's
Yeah.
like, well, people have different opinions, and you
And
just have to. If you're going to be a filmmaker, not everyone's going to like your stuff.
no, and
Is.
Paul gets into a lot of trouble because Paul just does not hold back. He's just completely himself, and everything. And that rebel rouse some people, and get them all upset and everything. And then I'm always, because I'm an independent filmmaker, so I kind of know the plight of what goes on with that. This felt like more like an independent film. I don't know what the budget was.
I don't know.
Probably, what would you guess? I hope it tells us.
Trying to think of like the 90s. gonna say 10, probably more than 10 million.
You say more than 10
25,
million?
20, 20 million,
20 million?
25 million.
20,
We'll
what?
say 20, 20
20
million.
million. All right. I don't know yet. Where is it? Does it even say? Oh God. It doesn't even have the budget and everything in here.
It seems like this movie's just really gone under the radar.
Yeah. Filming locations Romania, that's it, but it doesn't say. Damn. Well, that's kind of sucky because I want to know that. I want to see if there was a thing. Oh, there's a continuity issues and stuff. In the lake scene when Nora threatens Leslie with a gun, we can see that the distance between them varies between shots. I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that either.
When the Toltec chieftain attacks Leslie Chase, we see that he stabs him in the neck, but it's clearly seen that he is passing the blade behind his neck. I mean, that's probably
I
just due to
just that.
bad, like, bad blocking. When Nora stabs Leslie Chase in his right hand, we clearly see that Leslie shows that his hand is literally split in half. After a few seconds, he bandages it. But when he leaves the house and attacks Nora again in the garden, his right hand appears without the bandage and without any injury. So that's a big
Well,
oopsie.
he's like a spirit, whatever, so I didn't question anything. Not that I noticed it anyway.
Yeah, even if you noticed it, I don't think you would have.
Yeah.
Oh man, you're right. People didn't seem to dig this.
Yeah, it's kind of upsetting. I thought it was really a solid flick.
One person said another dud from vinegar syndrome, and give it only two
Vinegar
stars.
syndrome, people love to hate shit, though. A
You
lot
know
of them.
what? Here's the thing. Vinegar syndrome loved them to death. They were one of the first like companies I saw at the horror conventions that had big the stuff and were at the tables, and the people that ran Vinegar Syndrome were there at the tables chatting with people. So fucking big ups to those guys and big ups to Arrow, because those two were like competing against each other. And I remember
Yeah.
being at Texas Frightmare, and I bought like five movies from Vinegar Syndrome and like five movies from Arrow, or whatever. So, and they were like $20 a piece, so I spent like $200, was $200 well worth it, or whatever. And so I love Vinegar Syndrome. So I'm definitely going to be picking this up this year. That's the plan. If I can find it on like eBay, for pretty cheap or something,
It's one of
whatever.
the affordable, really,
Is
things.
it?
Just get it on a sale. I think I had it for $10 on one of their flash sales, and I'm sure you can still get it. You know, maybe so.
Let's see, Last Gasp Blu-ray. Yeah, Last Gasp Blu-ray, it's $15 or $16.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, and it's like new, so it's probably just opened up from the packaging, but not, been watched or anything. So yeah,
Yeah.
definitely worth it. I'm gonna probably pick it up this month or something, because I sort of like I really enjoyed it. I was very
I'm glad.
shocked.
So, like I told you, I thought this might be divisive because, again, a lot of fans of Vinegar Syndrome were saying how boring it was, whatever, in the group. And I was like, well, this looks cool and it's cheap and I'm going to check it out. And I'm glad I didn't know much about it before I watched it because the whole, again, mystery of everything unfolding and just kind of how the movie plays out. I mean, it was a good ride. I really enjoyed it.
I had no idea what the last gasp meant, or whatever.
I didn't really either. I was just like, okay, it's a movie.
It's called Last Gasp. All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then if we watch it, we're just like, holy shit, this is pretty neat. I like Vinegar Syndrome, but Vinegar Syndrome puts out a lot of like trauma movies, and they put a lot of really bad crap out there. There's a guy I follow on YouTube named Mid-Level Media. Everybody calls him like Kenny Levels, and he's a great YouTuber. Like, he's very knowledgeable about boutique films and stuff, and he buys a lot of them. Yeah, real quick, he has this like he had he doesn't do this anymore because he stopped, I think, at the end of this year or beginning of this year. He stopped doing this as a thing, but he would do this audit where he shows off what he spent for the what he spent for the month, you know, and everything, like how much money he spent for that month, and he buys a lot of movies in front of his wife. So his wife and him have a show called Married with Media, and she will like be calculating all the stuff and be making snarky remarks about it, like, do you really need to buy that, or did you buy that because there's a pretty girl on there, is that it, you know? And you know, generally speaking, yes, if there's like a pretty girl or something, you know, whatever, you know. But anyway, he talks about vinegar syndrome a lot because he buys vinegar syndrome. And I think the problem was he would buy, like, there'd be like Showgirls, you know, on vinegar syndrome, and
Yeah.
that's like a big release, or Roadhouse, these really big releases. But then there's like movies like this who are like kind of fly under the radar, or are trauma movies, you know, Graduation Day and
Yeah.
Blood Hawk and
Their new
things like.
label just out, Redneck Zombies, which is fucking fantastic, but
Yeah, and they generally are much, much lower in budget and not very good
that's why they
compared.
have such a good variety of shit.
Right. So he always sort of complains about, I mean, not complains, but he mentions like he's not a really big fan of the lesser known titles as much as he is the bigger known titles, right? And stuff, but he'll buy the lesser known titles and then sort of be like, oh man, I'm not happy with buying that. Like, the biggest thing they talked about, this is not vinegar syndrome, biggest thing they've been talking about is Bubba Ho-Tep and how
Oh.
much they were disappointed in that. I'm like,
I love that
really?
movie.
I love that movie. But like, that's my style of movie. And his style is not, you know,
Yeah,
his
it's
style's
different.
more mainstream, you know.
At least he gives those movies a try.
Yeah, he has them in the collection. I don't think Vinegar Syndrome sends them to him. He buys them, like, you
Yeah.
know, on their sales or whatnot and stuff. Sometimes I think he buys them, you know, buys them without the sales, like $40, you know, or whatever, spends the money on them. And was that?
It's expensive, you
It's
know, to
ex
buy all those new releases and such.
I know, and that's why he does that. He did that audit, and I think it really pissed off his wife enough where they just decided not to do it anymore. But people loved it because, and especially I loved it because A, I get to see what he got that month, right? Which is what I want to see, and then I get to see sort of like it's like a what you know, a couple like, you know, talking but sort of bickering about, you know, the stuff they spend the money on. And you know, because you know, when you're married, what you know, your money is their money, you know,
Yep.
in a way. And so when you go and spend it on the movies that you are excited about, even though you worked hard to get that money, earn that money, you know, you sort of shouldn't necessarily be. But me personally, I love, you know, that, like, I if I had a wife, she better be okay with me buying movies,
Exactly.
you know, like
As
that's,
long as your bills and such are paid, you know,
I
whatever.
know, like if I get a wife and she's
We're
just
good.
like, I don't like that you collect these movies, I'd be like, I'm not
Nope.
even, I shouldn't be marrying you, nope,
Nope.
peace.
Exactly.
Because like this is me, like, I mean, I'm a big movie fanatic, and for, you know, you gotta love me for better or worse, and you know, with or without my movie collection, or I mean, with my movie collection, not without, because if you
Yeah.
try to get me to get it out, yeah, that's why I loved living with Jackie. She was very cool about, she had places for me to put my shit, you know, and everything, and did not, you know, didn't fight me on that shit, you know. Most some people, especially roommates, would be like, oh no, you're not moving that shit in here, you know.
Yeah.
And I could,
What a roommate should be. It's not like you're in a relationship.
yeah,
Roommate should just, you got your shit, whatever.
but even a relationship, you should be like accepting who they
Oh
are.
no, I'm saying a relationship, you should be accepting. Well, yeah, either way, you should be accepting.
Right. Well, I mean, Because you have to live together, you know, period. So you've got, yeah, you gotta do this. Anyway, point is, it's crazy. I'm very happy. I'm very happy you picked this movie because
Me too.
I really
Got
enjoyed it. I was not sure. Like I, so far you haven't given me a bad movie, you
Oh,
know.
thank you. I try not to.
I haven't seen something that I'm like, oh man,
Yeah.
I wish we didn't
Because
do that one.
and it's fun to watch a movie you haven't seen before, neither one of us. So yeah, I'm glad we both enjoyed it.
Well, just so you know, the next movie that we're doing, I believe, now things could change or something, and so people don't put this as like this is definitive, but this is what I want for now, is The Craft. And I'm pretty sure we have both seen The Craft, you know.
No, I'm
You
just
never
kidding.
seen, oh
Yeah,
God.
of course. Yeah, actually, what was really cool is Bathtub Shark Attack played in Iowa in October at like this all night film festival, and the movie they ended with was The Craft, and Bathtub Shark Attack was like the midnight movie. So it actually played at the same like circuit as The Craft, which is really cool.
The crap, wow, that's funny. It
Yeah. They
doesn't
always
seem
like
like
to add
Bathtub
that
Shark
school was
Attack.
like a crowd pleaser. So The Craft was like the crowd pleaser. But that was the first time I'd seen The Craft in years. So yeah.
Yeah,
But yes,
well,
I've seen The Craft and I will keep my opinions.
until we do the podcast, right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I won't know whether or not you like this movie. But hopefully we'll have a special guest, because it was actually the special guest request, you know, and it's
Awesome.
something I've been wanting to do anyway, because I just bought it on Scream Factory. So, you know, but yeah, so we'll see. Because if that special guest doesn't join us, I don't know if we're still going to do it or not yet. You know, we
Okay.
may do something else. You know how people are with things. Oh yeah, I want to do that, but
Yeah, and then they flake.
then they flake. Then what? Do you still do it, or do you just wait till they
Hold
are available?
up. Still available. Yeah. So either way, we're doing the craft eventually.
Okay, we're doing it eventually, but like we'll see if it's either next month or. I've got a million movies to do, like, you know, to pick. I mean,
Yeah.
the 90s, I went down
Good
this,
work.
like, there was a IMDb of all the 90s horror films, all of them listed. I mean, including Todd Sheets movies, you know, like all, you know, and I was like, and it was numbered from 90s to 99. And I was like, yes, I need this
So
list
much more.
because
Yeah, I need
now
that
I can
list.
see. Yeah, I'll see if I can find it for you because it
Yeah.
was very definitive of like, you know, and that's where I saw the like other, like it wasn't The Surgeon, but it was something similar to The
Yeah,
Surgeon.
some other doctor movies.
Yeah, and it was like in the early 90s, and I was like, oh shit, you know, I was like, Madeline would love this, you know, this is probably going on her. You know, opening, because you need to figure out another opening next year.
I know. I have
You
some
know,
ideas.
we'll see how long this podcast goes, you know, because so far, this is what, the third or fourth season? I think third.
Third, I think.
Yeah, I think third. So I think, I'm not sure what 80s horror is on right now, but this was a year after. Because this was your idea. I'm going to keep saying that. You know, I can't point that out.
It
This is your idea. So, anybody is upset at 90s horror films, blame Madeline. Because she's the one who
was.
said, she was the one who was like,
Why not do it?
I said, yeah, I'm not, it's not like I'm going to make a 90s horror. And you
Why
were like,
not?
why not? And I was like, that's true.
Oh,
Why not?
you make a good point.
Yeah, you make a good point. Oh, let me do that. All right. And then I didn't like have plans. Like, originally, it was just going to be me. And I think you were on a
And you were like,
podcast.
hey, let's just do this. It was
Yeah, I
your
was
idea.
like, yeah, why
Okay.
not? I need somebody to join me anyway. So, 'cause I don't like doing this all by myself all the time.
Nah, it's more fun with more people.
Well, it's fun with somebody that you know is going to be on the show
Yes.
every
Yeah.
week, you know, or whatever. And not have to like scrounge to find people, and I have to do that a lot. And
Yeah.
like Hollywood Knockbusters that you're going to be on, I mean, I have to find another person for that every day and I could be like, oh, this person, do you want to just be my co-host? And I'm like, nah. And for that one, I feel like
It's
it's
hard.
more fun with like a guest or two,
Yeah.
you know? So, but anyway, guys, check out The Last Gas, or I want to say The Last Gas, but is it just
Last
Last
gasp.
Gasp?
It should be the last gasp,
It
but
should
last
be
gasp.
The Last Gas because it, yeah, it's just easier to say, I think. But Last
It's long.
Gasp, get it on Vinegar Syndrome, Blu-ray, or get it on Tubi. Find it on Tubi. It's free on Tubi. I mean, there's no reason for people to be like, oh, I can't do it, you know, or whatever. Like, dude, you can just do it, you know, get on Tubi. All right. So until yes, until next month. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back.
All
Bye,
right.
Madeline.
Bye.